Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Magic Software Enterprises Ltd. 2017 third quarter financial results conference call. With us online today are Magic's CEO, Mr. Guy Bernstein, Magic's CFO, Mr. Asaf Berenstin, Magic's Software Division VP of Technology and Innovation, Mr. Yuval Lavi, and Magic's VP M&A and General Counsel, Mr. Amit Burke. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Amit Burke of Magic Software. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good day, everyone. Our quarterly earnings release was issued before the market opened this morning, and it has been posted on the company's website at www.magicsoftware.com. Before we start, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements. The safe harbor provision provided in the press release issued today also applies to the content of this call. Magic expressly disclaims any obligation to update or revise any of these forward-looking statements, whether because of future events, new information, a change in its view or expectations, or otherwise. Also, during the course of today's call, Magic will refer to non-GAAP financial measures. A reconciliation schedule showing GAAP versus non-GAAP results has been provided in the press release. A replay of this call will be available after the call on our investor relations section of the company's website. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Guy Bernstein, CEO of Magic Software. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Amit. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today as we report our third quarter 2017 financial results. I'm very pleased with the results of our third quarter as we continue to experience consistent growth and increased level of profit. Revenues for the third quarter reached $65.7 million, reflecting 21% year-over-year growth, and non-GAAP operating income increased 17% to $9.1 million for the quarter. We expect our strong sales momentum to continue throughout the remainder of the year, and as a result, we've narrowed our revenue guidance to be in the range of $250 million-$255 million. Our growth, which was mainly driven by organic expansion, is a direct result of the increasing demand for our software and professional services in all regions and highlight the relevance of our solutions as companies continue to drive digital transformation across their organizations. Today, Magic is positioned as an innovative software solution provider, offering end-to-end solution while creating greater value for our customers and shareholders. With respect to our market opportunity, we are investing in new products and services to complement our core offerings and entering new service models to give customers more flexibility. I'm confident that the recent addition of Magic XPC, a new IPaaS platform to our integration suite, further strengthens our position to expand our footprint in the fast-growing integration market. As a result of our focus on this market, this quarter, we continue to win new projects and expand our customer base. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Asaf, our Chief Financial Officer, to discuss our financial results and outlook for 2017. Asaf, please.
Thank you, Guy, and good morning, everyone. As Guy mentioned, our quarter revenue totaled $65.7 million, up 21% compared to $54.5 million for the third quarter last year, mainly driven by our organic expansion. Analyzing our revenue growth, our organic growth rate was approximately 15%, accounting for 70% of our third quarter year-over-year growth. I would like to emphasize that compared to the two most recent quarters, all of our growth is organic. Looking at the geographical breakdown of our revenues, our geographic mix remained steady during the third quarter. North America accounted for 49% of total revenues, Europe, which include Israel, 45%, and APAC and the rest of the world accounted for 6% of our quarterly revenues. Most of our growth in 2017, as well as in the third quarter, was from North America and Israel, which are our strongest territories. Turning now to profitability, our non-GAAP gross profit in dollars for the third quarter of 2017 was $22.8 million, up approximately 13% compared to $20.1 million in the third quarter of last year, and up 2% compared to the second quarter of 2017. Our non-GAAP gross margin was 34.7%, down from 36.9% for the third quarter of last year, and 34% in the previous quarter. The continued decrease in our gross margin compared to the respective quarter resulted mainly from the shift in our revenue mix from software towards professional services. The breakdown of our revenue mix for the first 9 months was 30% related to our software solutions and 70% related to our professional services versus 35% software solutions and 65% professional services in 2016 as a whole. Moving to operational costs, R&D expenses on a non-GAAP basis in the third quarter of 2017 totaled to $2.5 million compared to $2.7 million in the same quarter of last year. The decrease in R&D expenses is due to allocating a portion of our R&D workforce to our offshore facilities in India and St. Petersburg, which carries lower costs. Our non-GAAP operating income for the third quarter increased 17% to $9.1 million compared to $7.7 million in the same period last year. This reflects an operating margin of 13.8% for the quarter compared to 14.2% for the same quarter last year and 13.8% compared to the trailing two quarters. This decrease in our operating margin compared to the respective period is consistent with the decrease in our gross margin. Our non-GAAP tax expenses this quarter totaled $2.1 million, representing an effective tax rate of approximately 24%, compared to the tax expense of $1.2 million in the third quarter of 2016, reflecting an effective tax rate of 15%. We estimate that our effective tax rate for the full year of 2017 will be approximately 22%. Our non-GAAP net income for the third quarter decreased 2% to $5.2 million, or 12 cents per fully diluted share, compared to $5.3 million or 12 cents per fully diluted share in the same period last year. The decrease in net income was mainly attributable to the increase in our effective tax rate. Turning now to the balance sheet, as of September 30, cash and cash equivalents, short-term bank deposit, and marketable securities amounted to approximately $89 million, compared to approximately $88 million at the end of 2016. Our total financial debt as of September 30 amounted to $42.4 million compared to $35.4 at the end of 2016. From a cash flow perspective, we generated $2.7 million from operating activities in the third quarter and $17.8 million during the first 9 months of this year. Lastly, turning to our 2017 guidance, due to a better visibility, we are narrowing our full-year revenue guidance to be in the range of $250 to $255 million on a constant currency basis, up from prior guidance of $245 to $255 million, reflecting a revised annual growth rate of 24 to 26%. Our revised guidance is a result of our strong business momentum in recent quarters and our visibility into the last quarter of the year. With that, I will turn the call back to Guy to closing comments.
Thank you, Asaf. In summary, we are pleased to report that we delivered another strong performance in the third quarter with solid year-over-year double-digit growth and profitability on both our top and bottom lines. As we see our growth trend successfully moving forward, we remain excited about our market opportunity and continue to pursue additional growth through acquisitions where it makes business sense. For new products, new markets, and even new partners who can help us gain new customers. With that, I will now turn the call over to the operator for questions. Operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Bhavan Suri of William Blair. Please go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Congratulations. Very, very nice set of results there.
Thank you.
I just want to touch a little bit on the upside. You've now had a couple of quarters where you've seen nice upside. And maybe Guy, you can address this, but where is that coming from? What types of projects? Is there a pattern there? Is it some of the platform? What's sort of driving that upside? Because you've beaten your expectations, certainly our expectations. Just love to understand a little more.
I think it's coming from all over the place. A lot of organizations are preparing themselves for to go digital. A lot of transformation projects. As a result, a lot of integration projects. So it's all over.
Got it. Any specific industry, Guy, or geography or anything like that?
Geography, I would say mainly the States and probably Israel as well are becoming quite strong. Sector-wise, it's the usual suspects. The financial sector is very dominant.
Got it. And then I wanted to touch, and I know we tried to chat about this, but we haven't caught up, but I want to touch on this partner business unit you've built out. Sort of just a little color on sort of who are we targeting here. And as you think about these integration channel partners, that's going to compete with your services business. So help me understand the dynamic there a little bit. Thanks.
In that aspect, what we are trying to do is we try to expedite the recruitment of more software houses that or system integrators that, especially in the world of integration, that can utilize our technology and the experience that we absorbed during the years. And help us with the sales of our technology. Currently, a significant portion of our integration sales are being sold directly. We want to increase that, first of all, through agreements that we signed with ecosystems such as Salesforce, such as SAP, Oracle, to provide us with much greater leads in the short term. This is one thing. And the other thing is to utilize their system integrators to use our technology in order to facilitate their project.
The idea is to come up with ready-made solutions for ecosystems of different vendors. So, for example, the partnership that we have with Salesforce is, of course, we bring them to the table technology that can integrate between Salesforce, and SAP, Salesforce and Dynamics, Salesforce and you name it. So for their partners, it's quite attractive.
Yeah. So let me delve into that a second. So does that... So when those guys sell it, I mean, I would expect then license revenue for Magic to start increasing because obviously that's kind of what you're going to have them sell. But then do you think you'll see a similar decline in your services business, your project business? How should we think about that balance? That's what I'm trying to get to.
What we believe we will see is definitely we hope to see an increase on the licenses sales. I don't think it will cannibalize the services because the services are mostly sold directly. And here you're talking about sales that are indirect and probably the work is going to be done by the other partners.
Got it. And then, Asif, one last one for you, just on gross margins. If we think about the gross margins, our assumption is that license and maintenance a roughly 90% gross margin. Is that a reasonable assumption, and is that how we should think about it going forward if this partner business unit or once the partner business unit starts sort of kicking into gear? I understand it's early, maybe something in 18, maybe more in 19, but is that a reasonable gross margin assumption as we think about sort of how those might trend over, the medium term?
If it starts to kick off, yes.
And the 90% is a good number for the software maintenance gross margin? Guy?
Yeah. This is what we are doing today.
Got it. That was nice, guys. Thank you for taking my questions, and then nice job on the numbers there. Thanks.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Mr. Bernstein, would you like to make a concluding statement?
Yes, thank you all for joining us today, and we hope to continue and bring you more good news next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the Magic Software Enterprise Ltd. Third Quarter 2017 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.